big hashkaf with me for a minute about what's going on in Beit Shemesh. Before you know what's going on in Beit Shemesh, I'll give you a 30-second overview. There's a Tzioni girls' school that opened up in a borderlining neighborhood between a Haredi neighborhood, Chassidic neighborhood, and a Tzioni neighborhood. And there's been strong protests, and there's been more recently stronger protests, throwing of eggs and rocks, and a Chassidic guy spat on a girl and called her all sorts of disgusting names. And there's been a little bit of fighting. It made a lot of news. It was the BBC, it made the CNN, it made the New York Times. Yeah, it's New York Times. It's been relatively a huge chil rasham. So my question is just hashkafically, how do we relate to it? I want to relate to it on two levels. Number one, right or wrong, and the answer is wrong. But I'd like to discuss it a little more. And number two is, how do you relate to these people on a deeper level besides the right or wrong thing? Even if people are doing things that are wrong, that you disagree with, how do you think about them? How do you relate to them as Jews? And even as people who claim to be Orthodox Jews, probably even aren't Orthodox Jews, just our Yonim, Bali Averos. And, how do you relate to that in general, and specifically here? So overall, Hashkafi. So first and foremost, it's pashut wrong. I don't think there's a posik in the world, a serious posik that came out for what they're doing. You want to protest tznius, whether that's the right battle or not to fight today is probably maybe worthwhile to think about. I think it's not the right battle. Certainly if it's the modern Tzioni world you want to protest against the world of tznius, it's probably not the right battle, and certainly not the way that they're doing it, with aggression and with strength. But leaving all of that aside, spitting at an 8-year-old girl, Mamish is terrible. It's not, at no level, Yashiv came out against it. Even if he went, couldn't imagine a serious post encouraging behavior like this. It's wrong. It's unequivocally bad. It's terrible. It's just, and it comes out of almost like a hate. It comes out of like less. You have to ask yourself, do you love what you love more than you hate what you hate? If the answer is yes, then you're in a much better position than if the answer is no. You almost wonder, they hate anti-Frumkeit more than they love Jews, or Torah, or values. I don't even know why. It's also important to relate to most of the Haredi world. The overwhelming majority of the Haredi world came out against them. Some public, some anonymously, which is somewhat disappointing, but at least they came out against them. And it's no one should make the mistake that it's good on any level, and just because people look and dress like Orthodox Jews doesn't mean they necessarily are. There are many Orthodox Jews, unfortunately, who cheat business and taxes, and that's terrible. There are, I once heard Rav Shechter talking about the Neturei Karta, and these people are just Rishayim, just terrible people. They dress like Orthodox Jews, you think maybe they are, but they're just terrible. They're just one Rasha after the next. And it's important not to be intimidated by someone's external garb. If he looks firmer than you, don't think, wow, he must be from. That's the first point. The more simple point, in terms of right or wrong, the answer is wrong. The more difficult question is how to relate. And the truth is, it's a much broader question. How do you relate to people who have stuff with you so far diametrically opposed from where you are that, you have a tough time identifying with them, a tough time loving them as Jews. At the end of the day, you have a tough time connecting or just even knowing what to think. And I'll start with more of an extreme case. I'll start with something that I believe is worse. That we have a much easier time coming to grips with, and we have an easier time not hating. And it's Jews for Jesus. Most of us don't have a deep hate for Jews for Jesus people. Partially because we're not confronted by them, partially because we have no exposure to them, partially because we're used to them. But if I were to ask most people in the room, what's hashkafically worse, Jews for Jesus? Or inappropriately, inappropriately protesting the kulas that the modern Tzioni world is using, or halachic, except again, the piske halachic, you have to have a dresser. Maybe totally kadasic, without the chumras of the chumras. I don't know exactly what they're doing. I have no clue. I didn't go check out how the women are dressing over there. It's a matter of from world. I assume it's probably fine. I have no idea. They're not keeping with the chumras. Which is worse? A pashin. If I had to choose, I'd rather have my child with one either. I'd rather have my child be a Harif and a Haredi than I would Jews for Jews. as much as I disagree with both, I disagree with the Jews, but Jesus is significantly important. Yet I have no pain and the you know, the anger is significantly more directed when the ideological group is much closer. When you see from Jews, you expect more for some reason. When the Torah card to go and protest at the Israeli Day parade, and, you know, talk about how terrible the government is and wear Palestinian flags on them, it's more disturbing because, in a certain sense, I'm so close to where they are as an Orthodox Jew, it's more difficult for me to come to terms with my feelings. It's easier to hate someone who's so close, who disagrees with something I'm so passionate about. And I do believe, unequivocally, we have to say and protest and speak and preach to the world, this is not what we are, this is not who we are, this is not what Torah is. And it's important also not to fall into the trap of the media, although the media is doing a much better job at this particular time, which is clasping and categorizing all Haredi people together. The same person who is screaming and spitting on girls and screaming out the word Zona to anyone who's not wearing tights, or keeping her ankles covered like the Chazanish, or lying on the Mishnah Berurah, just down to her knees. The same crazy, wild, fanatical person. Maybe also your older brother who went off to Ner Yisrael and wears a hat. And somehow they're all considered in the Haredi world. You know what I'm saying? The same guy who is against the state, you know, and is vocally supporting Palestinian cause and, you know, unwilling to look at women in the eye and minimizing, you know, in a derogatory way, talking to them and, you know, hurting their tzelem elokim and putting women at the back of the bus in ways that are mevayishes chaveru v'rabim. Things that are wrong, things that are terrible. It's important not to group with the same guy who is a lawyer making a parnasa, being honest in Brooklyn, giving his money to tzedakah, learning, waking up at 5 a.m. and learning until 7 o'clock, davening shacharis and heading out to work. And they have in the morning cola. I was in Brooklyn, America, a few weeks ago, I was in Brooklyn, I did crazy hours in the morning, like 5 in the morning, and I was looking for a minion, and I see some guy, and he's like, you know, I'm like, where are you going? And like, you go to shacharis? He's like, no, I said, learn 2 hours first, from 5 to 7, he's in the morning cola. Beautiful. Davening 7 o'clock shacharis, comes home from 7:40 till about 8:30, he goes to work. And he got his kids a little bit in the morning. I was like, very impressed with that schedule. It's a very impressive schedule. But that's not my point. It's important not to confuse that person with someone who's falling into all the avarice that you identify with the Haredi world. And again, it's important to realize most of the Haredi world does not fall into most of the avarice. It's important to love what you love and hate what you hate. It's important to connect and identify with people who ideologically believe in what you believe, and even if practically they're pulling, making mistakes and doing the wrong thing. And I think it's not just an individual's mistake, isn't it? I think it's reflective of a problem that the community has, specifically the extreme Haredim and even the Haredim at large. And I think that although the Haredim at large have problems in their community, I think it's a wonderful community by and large. I think the modern Orthodox community has major problems with it. And I think, by and large, it's a wonderful community. When I identify with it, associate myself with it. It's important not to threaten the baby with the bathwater, not to undermine commitment and frumkeit and starkness and intensity and yeshivishness and the values that go along with those terms just because there are wild fanatics doing terrible things. And even moderate people doing things we strongly disagree with. The overall ideology, I think, that I try our best to preach is a synthesis, a combination of Ben Adam L'Chavero and Ben Adam L'Makom for two reasons. Number one is an ideological, intrinsic, inherent reason, and number two is a pragmatic, practical reason. Inherently, Hashem said there's value for Ben Adam L'Chavero, there is, period. Inherently, Hashem said there's value for Ben Adam L'Makom, there is, period. What Hashem subscribes value to means there's value to and nothing else but what Hashem says. It's nothing else but how Hashem calls it. What he likes is good, what he doesn't like is not good. And although we try to pride myself on giving over a sophisticated, profound, broader message than black and white, when it comes down to this specific equation, what God likes is good, what God doesn't like is bad, it's as black and white as it comes. And that's a simple level. Beit Adam L'Chaveru has value, Beit Adam L'Chaveru, just because Hashem said it. However, beyond that, they do the interface between them, I think, is one with depth and sophistication, and one that's worthwhile delving into just for a moment or two. The more we show the world, whether it's in Beit Shemesh or anywhere, the beauty of our Beit Adam L'Chaveru, the more the world will see the beauty of our Beit Adam L'Mavre. It's true when you go back to America and you see your parents' Pesach time. It's true when you meet your friends from other yeshivas. It's true when you show the world and the media and the press how nationally we interact with each other. The more we show them that our Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveru rather, the more they'll see our Ben Adam L'Makom. The more we show them our Ben Adam L'Makom, the more they won't see anything. The more people identify with those smiles, friendly, he's caring, and is concerned, and is sensitive, and is interested, he listens. You listen, you're not just someone who, you're worried about others, not just about yourself. The more they say, wow, look how beautifully that is, and they think it's sincere, and it is sincere. Look how wonderful it is, look at the tremendous commitment, and that's modern, look at this ideas, and whatever. It's a total package, you're impressed. A real sad. The more you try to show everyone how from you are, the more you try to show everyone how, whatever it is you are, how committed you are to segregating men and women, and look how from we are, the more people don't see anything. It's important, as Jews in the world today, as B'nai Torah and B'nai Yeshiva in the world today, to set this tone of Ben Adam L'Chaveru, sharing, showing it. You go down to the coast with a diving Friday night, in addition to Kiruv elements. Pasha Ben L'Chaveru, you see a Jew who's never been to the Kotel before, or it looks like it. You walk over and say hello. First time at the wall, first time at the Kotel. Where are you from? You're from America? Oh, look, I heard of Alabama. I also come from America. It's called New York. It's a little bit different, but at the end of the day, it's the same country. You're walking in the road and someone asks you where the Kotel is. You have two options. One is to point. Two is to say, oh, welcome. Where are you from? Let me walk you. I'll take you a few steps that way. It'll be a little clearer from the following question. You spend 120 seconds of your day walking out of your way. And A, inside your midos. That's the right thing to do. Two, inside the image you want to give for Orthodox Jews and Israelis and people in Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Yeshiva and any other world you identify with. That's the message you want to give. That's the picture you want to draw. Not just the direction, but, oh, I'll take you 2 seconds. I'll walk up the wall 50, it's around the corner over here. You make it right and go down the stairs. Let me walk in the first 50 steps. It's a little bit easier from here. I'll show you. And then on the way, where are you from? How are you? First time in Israel. Welcome to be here. I hope you're enjoying your trip. It's fantastic here. I'm learning here for the year. This is what I'm doing. It's almost as if there should be a hunger for being Adam L'Chaveru on your mind in yeshiva and without. A guest walks in, whether he's a 12th grade kid or whether he's a father or someone else. Are you looking for someone? Can I help you? Would you like a drink? Remember, my father and I once went to go learn in the Lakewood Yeshiva when I was in high school. The guy walks over, I'd like them to drink. And I said, where do they have coffee? He's like, sit, I'll bring you a cup. I'm like so unbelievably impressed. I'm saying, I have no idea, what this guy was doing, what is doing. For all I know, he was the biggest batlan in the entire yeshiva, just looking around, for other things to do besides learning. Still, tremendous happiness is hard. Repeater had a line, I think it originally from the Chafetz Chaim. He said the Sicha on Tuesday, because you can't put out darkness. You can't put it out. Yivshar v'chabot et ha'choshech. You can't put out darkness. You can only light more lights. You can only rag, mashallah, lika ta'ar. You can put out a light, you can't put out darkness. You can only add more light. In a world where, unfortunately, Yashvus, Ben Adam L'Chaveru, being a mensch, is sometimes being darkened more and more, the only proper response is more light. They can see with the going folks, it's very similar. Because the people who complain about the darkness, the people who shed light. Call for all the light shedders in the room. shine more brightly, to shine with more energy, to proactively go out with a hunger, with a thirst, with a drive. Not just for be'adma makom, not just for hasmada, not just for davening properly, not just for all the things that naturally identify religion with, but to make a conscious effort to be mekadesh b'shamayim, to think about needles intrinsically for that value of the inherent value itself, as well as what the world sees. To be a light into the nation, to be a light into our nation, to be a light, just period, just to be a light. That one's every chance.